Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 37 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
It's amazing what we can learn in the few minutes we have before we go on air. And I am just so impressed. In fact, I can actually call you Dr. Robert Carter because you have a PhD in forestry.
That is right. That's right. I went to Clemson, of course, to get my initial forestry degrees. And then I went to Auburn for my PhD.
And yet you grew up in Rock Hill.
I grew up in Rock Hill, and now I live in the same house I grew up in.
And, of course, Robert Carter, you are today speaking about the Museum of York County. We're going to go through some of the programs that are being offered, like, right now.
That's right. We got a lot going on.
Busy first quarter of 2022. We're going to run down some of the events that the whole family can take part in, and that's just what the Museum of York County is all about, programs that the whole family can enjoy. The first one is Come Draw With Me on January the 22nd.
Yeah, that's a really unique opportunity where we have local artists come in, and they could be painters. Sometimes, you know, they sketch. Sometimes they sketch on a pad on a computer, so they're not even using a pencil. Mm-hmm. But they come in and they just set up and they spend some time. They sketch or draw the different animals and exhibits in the museum. And then the public can come in and watch them and get inspired to maybe be an artist or, and sometimes an artist has a different perspective on the animal.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. So they can learn from that.
Yes.
So it's a really great opportunity for families, especially if they're interested in anything that's artistic, to come out and watch these artists.
I've been there when that's been going on, and it's very exciting because it's another layer of learning that you feel the moment you walk into the door.
That's right. And there's just little details about the animals that they pick up on that the public just never picks up on.
Will the experts be there that if someone is really taking it seriously, their painting, that someone can help them
learn
do a better job with it? Or that's really not so much the goal. The goal is just to how you interpret it and to spend that bonding time with complete strangers as well as your family.
Well, no, you could talk to the artist. I mean, they're happy to give advice.
Okay, all right, perfect. Yeah. I didn't know if someone was coming there and setting up a full, Mona Lisa kind of display, or you're going to be right beside a kid who's doodling on a scratch sheet of paper. So it's the whole gamut.
Yeah, they're mingling in. Some have easels set up, but it's a cool experience. Take us through the prehistoric world of the Carolinas. What? I can't say the first name, so that's why I'm kind of jumping forward and letting you tell it.
Pleistocene.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Family Day. Now, you ratted me out on air.
Because I was going to do the exact same thing. I said, I don't know. That's a long SAT word, so I'm going to go straight to the prehistoric. I said, tell us more about the prehistoric world we can experience.
I
called you out because I do the same thing. So.
And that's why we get along.
That's so true. So tell us about this trip through the prehistoric world.
Okay, so the Pleistocene Family Day is in February. I believe it's the 19th.
19th from 10 to 4.
Yeah, and it's about it's focusing on our new exhibit, Ice Age in the Carolinas.
Sorry. I said the yes excited. Like, let me explain. I said yes because you guys put a lot of time into this, and it took a little while to kind of bring it to the point where it's open for viewing.
That's right. That's right. It's really, really awesome, really cool. And, a lot of people, when they think of the Ice Age, think it was just cold the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, the better term is Pleistocene because sometimes it was really warm. It was tropical here. Mm-hmm. Other times, it was cold.
Hmm.
The very end was cold, so that's why we call it the Ice Age.
Hmm.
So it's not a great word term for it, but that's what we call
but
it.
We remember what happens last.
That's a good point.
Yep.
And that really doesn't roll off the tongue, but if you say it enough, you know, hey, you become more knowledgeable with your family and friends.
Yeah, that's what I always tell the third graders to come see us. You know, we call it the Ice Age because Pleistocene is just hard to say.
Yeah, Pleistocene, exactly.
And harder to spell.
We're speaking with Dr. Robert Carter with the Museum of York County. He's the Education Program Manager, taking us through what we can do at the museum for the first quarter of 2022.
And, of course, you register online for the Pleistocene Family Day.
Yes.
At chmuseum.org.
That's right. That's right.
So you have a seminar series talking about the Carolina Piedmont, attracting birds in the Carolina Piedmont.
Yes, and this is one evening a month, for 3 months. And we have a book we read, Attracting Birds in the Carolinas, and we read that. And then you're going to have a guest lecturer, which will be me. And I'm going to talk about the birds in the Carolinas and how to attract the birds, and which maybe we'll add in what you can do in your yard.
I was about to say that, and with outdoor living being so popular right now, if you sit outside, you start noticing the birds. And what a great way to learn more about the birds, because knowledge just makes it more fun.
It does. It does. And that's how I started. I was just watching birds, you know, at the bird feeder, and then I ended up teaching ornithology in college, you know. So you just never know where it's going to take you.
See there?
So that seminar series is February the 10th, March the 10th, and April the 17th, or April 14th, excuse me, from 6 to 7:30. Is it a la carte, or do you have to sign up for all three?
You have to sign up for all three.
Okay. All right. So you have to eat the whole buffet.
That's right. Well, it doesn't mean you have to come to all of them, but you got to pay for all of them.
All right.
And, of course, if you are a member of the Museum of York County, you always are going to have that discount.
That's right.
For everything. So there's, it incentivizes just being part of the family.
That's right.
Dr. Carter, we know that as we continue to move forward, people's comfort level dealing with COVID is all over the map. But at the Museum of York County, every fourth Saturday of the month, you get real with Wild Wonders, which is a virtual program.
That's right. That's right. We typically find, you know, some plant or animal. Sometimes it's more than one. And we focus on that and just do a little short video, usually between, you know, 5 to 10 minutes about that, about its biology and its ecology, why it's important, what we can learn from it. I mean, we've done everything from katydids to different plants. We did mistletoe for Christmas. So it just, every month is something a little bit different.
And you can tune in. The next one is January the 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Museum of York County's Facebook page. And that is for folks that are just can view it wherever they are, most likely at their homes. But that's something that the whole family can do, just gather around the laptop, computer, or whatever it is, if they're not comfortable yet with venturing out into the wild wonder.
So remote learning. Opportunities are available.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And it's also on their YouTube. The Cultural Heritage has a YouTube channel, so you can find them there too.
Well, Dr. Carter, you all are keeping us busy for 2022, and we've just scratched just the head of what you can do at the Museum of York County. It does not include what other programs are under the umbrella of the Culture and Heritage Museums. And for the latest, you can follow them on social media, on the website. But you've got the Museum of York County. You've got Brattonsville.
McKelvey Center.
That's right. Yes, sir. So many events, so many places to go and learn about our history, the state history, and the U.S. history.
Yeah. And we also have the Children's Museum.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That is so great. Yeah. And again, if you are a member, the special events, the planetarium shows, and the exhibits, those are free. It's just the special events
cost
and
a little more, yeah.
Classes. There may be a small fee.
That's right.
To cover, because again, it's awesome to bring in doctors with knowledge to share and to teach. And whether it's learning more about the Carolinas through birds or what did you call that again?
Pleistocene.
Period. You can do it. For sure.
Yeah, and for the Pleistocene Family Day, we're going to have some of the people who actually were part of the digs that found all the fossils that we were showing at the museum. So they get to interact with those people.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So just because you're a doctor and you're here, so is the fossils, is that how you know that it was a tropical time plus an icy cold time?
Yes.
Ah.
And then, you know, all of a sudden these South American species show up in the Carolinas, mm-hmm. like llamas.
That could not live if it were icy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're like, what brought them here?
Well, you know, the new Jurassic World movie that's coming out this summer, Dominion, is they've got dinosaurs all over the world. And they said they're going to experience all kind of climates from the desert to like cold regions.
Yeah.
And the tagline is these animals were raised in a theme park, not for today's climate, and they've survived somehow in all these extreme weather conditions when their bodies were not meant to do so. So I guess, to use the tagline from those movies, life finds a way, right? We might think it's odd that an animal would be located here when we're like, what? That animal should be found up north.
Yeah.
But it happens, right? I mean, they just get adjusted to it.
Yeah, it's called migration.
We had caribou here during the Ice Age.
Wow.
And then, you know, they migrated back north.
In our area?
Yes.
Oh.
That's really fascinating. In the Carolinas, it's just, I don't know. Again, the more you know, the more you find out there is to know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's exciting. Be a learner.
Dr. Carter wants to help you learn everything you want to learn about the great outdoors. He's the education program manager for the Museum of York County. Check him out. They've got a lot of exciting programs happening this year.